And so welcome back to the show, my good friend, Tim Brotz. Hey, Tim, welcome back.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing, buddy? Great to be back. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to have you back. You know, Tim, you have got an amazing story, but why don't you take a moment? I've got some questions I want to throw your way that I know the audience wants to hear all about. But first of all, tell people your backstory, how you got to where you are today, how you got into commercial real estate, and how in the world you're qualified to talk about what you talk about.
Yeah, man. Well, again, I appreciate you having me here. You're a huge inspiration, been a friend for a while, and great to just kind of be interacting and stuff with you. So, I got my start going through college was 03 to 07 when everybody was making money in real estate, kind of the first go around. And that got me excited. I wanted to go and make money. And so I was very motivated to get into real estate. And I kind of started out in the trades and at a painting company. I interned for a big commercial, a residential home builder, one of the largest in the country. And realized I wanted to be an investor when I graduated in 2007. So I moved out to New York City. I thought everybody gets started by becoming a real estate agent. I'm from Ohio originally, Cleveland, Ohio, but I moved out to New York City and got my real estate license and started brokering retail and office leases. Somehow I parked my license with a commercial brokerage instead of a residential brokerage, and was brokering these retail and office leases. And it took me a while to close my first deal, but the first one closed in about 8 or 9 months, and just did the math on it. And it was a dumpy little listing on a side street, Greenwich Village, a little 400 square foot space. And that 400 square foot space rented for $10,000 a month. And they signed a 12-year lease term with a 4% annual increase. And as a money motivated kid, I was doing the math and I realized, wow, this landlord's gonna make almost $2 million over the next 12 years for doing something once. And that was one unit, right? They had another 7 retail spaces, 10 stories of apartments above it. And it just kind of hit me. I need to be owning real estate, not brokering real estate. So moved down to Charleston, South Carolina, not far from where you guys are. And just decided to study and got all the courses and started plugging into the local real estate investors association. And right when I was like, all right, let's go and buy something, the market collapsed in 2008, the end of 2008. So, showed up to the party, everybody's running out the back door. And I'm like, where's everybody going? You know, I just got here. And but it was kind of cool because there was not a lot of competition. It was a very different market than you see today. Today, there's a lot of capital out there. And, like your book teaches people how to access a lot of that capital. And then sourcing some of those deals, right? Like the deals, some of the low-hanging fruits, not as easily accessible as it was maybe 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you couldn't walk down the street without tripping over 3 foreclosed houses. But there was no money anywhere back then. So it was very different, kind of opposite of today, where there's an abundance of capital and a lot fewer deals. So, back then I found great deals. I knew that they were great deals, but nobody was lending money. And so I, invested in some private money courses and kind of learned how to creatively structure the financing and obtain the funding. And so I bought my first house with credit, by increasing my credit limit and essentially buying it on a credit card, fixed it all up. And then I got into, raising private money because nobody was going to lend a 23-year-old kid who'd never done a deal before in the worst housing recession ever, 2009, no bank was going to lend me money. So I had to go figure out how to go and raise private money. And so, I showed my credibility. I showed people that I had a good work ethic, that I knew what I was doing, that I was willing to see a project through and, make personal sacrifices to make sure that their money was protected, and got access to some private money. And people put up some cash. I raised it in many different ways. Sometimes they were debt. Sometimes it was equity. They would put the money up and say, hey, let's split the deal 50-50. I'm gonna getting the money. You do the work, and we split it. We did some of that, and then there were other people who said, hey, I just want a fixed return. Pay me 10, 12, 15% annualized on the money, and we figured out a way to kind of reverse engineer the deals in order to make that work.